So I want to start by asking you about the work you're doing here today in Southend. It's a seminar at TSG MMA today. You're one of the biggest names in MMA. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is so popular, yet you're such a humble guy and seem such a humble guy. You're here in Southend. Why do you go to the trouble of doing these seminars for people?
David Buzzato is one of my black belts, one of my first black belts. And so every year I'll come by and do a seminar just to show some new techniques, review some old techniques, you see. So, but it's one of my stars every time I come to England.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
And I mean, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is such a popular style now. Tell us, if you can, sum it down into what are the key elements of the style.
The key elements for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is you got to know what you're doing. It's based on leverage and technique, not on strength. See, so you don't have to be the biggest, the strongest, the fastest. Like everything else, you got to know what you're doing.
And I'm sure you would admit you owe such a great debt to your father, Helio Gracie. How much did your father inspire you into everything that you've done to this day?
I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be teaching jiu-jitsu. Daniel wouldn't be teaching jiu-jitsu. Man, this guy's who would be learning. He's the one who he didn't invent it, but he developed. He learned from the Japanese and made it easier so a smaller and a weaker person could defend himself against somebody bigger and stronger.
Because it's just almost a strange way that jiu-jitsu got into your family in the first place. Tell us the story about, I believe it was your grandfather, wasn't it? It was first taught.
My grandfather was doing business with a Japanese gentleman. In exchange of good faith, he taught my uncles the art of jiu-jitsu. And my father couldn't do it because he was very small. So he learned by watching. And then developed on his mind how could he make it. Not invented, but he made it so he was able to do it.
Because he wasn't originally going to even teach jiu-jitsu. He just... It wasn't, there was just a day when his two brothers weren't there and he started teaching someone's style.
My uncle was late for a class, so my father jumped in because he couldn't do it. My uncle wouldn't let him do it. My father jumped in and told the student, hey, I will teach the class until my brother gets here. Put the guy a class, the student a class. By the time my uncle arrived, I'm sorry, I'll replace the class. The student said, no. From now on, I'd like the class from Helio Gracie. And my uncles are like, what did you show him that he likes so much? You're not supposed to be doing this. That's how the whole thing started. In his mind, he's developing so he could do it. He didn't invent anything new. He just made it easier.
And I mean, style so embedded into your family, but there was, would you say there was pressure to learn the style, or was there absolutely no pressure for your father to even pick up jiu-jitsu in the first place?
No pressure. That's what they learned. That's what they learned, you see, from the Japanese gentleman. And that became their main, once they learned enough that they would be able to teach, that became their job.
And you're a black belt by the age of 18. You moved to the States, and one of your brothers saw the opportunity to showcase your style in UFC. Was UFC a natural fit for you? I mean, did your brother have to do quite a lot of convincing to get
in the first place? My family, we want to volunteer for this kind of stuff. Yeah. Please, pick me.
And was that then just to, I suppose, display the style? Because very much in the early days of UFC, it was style against style. And was part of the reason you wanted to do it is just to display that this thing that your family had developed?
That's the idea. It was in the beginning, there was no time limit, no weight division, no rules, no gloves. So it was a style against a style. Because everybody keeps saying that style is the deadliest, that style is the best. There's only one way to find out. Is take all the rules, put two martial arts in the cage, and see who wins. You can do whatever you want. No bites and no eye gouges. That's the only rule.
I mean,
so yes, the Grace Jiu-Jitsu displayed that the Grace Jiu-Jitsu is the best self-defense style out there.
I mean, as you say, you were there in the early days, the pioneering stages. Did you have any idea that the UFC, Bellator, that whole MMA style, do you have any idea that it becomes so popular as it has around the world?
I was surprised that it was not popular when we were, because I grew up in Brazil. Everybody in Brazil knew when I first came to America. People didn't know who Eli Gracie was. It was like, wow, people didn't know what Gracie Jiu-Jitsu was. That was more shocking, surprising.
And, I mean, you caused tremors in the scene when you were defeating the opponents you were giving a lot of weight up to, using your style. Did you always have confidence that Gracie Jiu-Jitsu would always pull you through, no matter what the opponent you fought?
Of course. If I didn't have the confidence, I wouldn't walk out of the cage.
I mean, is half of it, I mean, you've got technique that's such a key element to MMA, but is it the confidence as well in your abilities?
It's a question of knowing what to do. I knew what to do in a fight. Yes, I know if the guy's big and strong, I can defend myself against them.
And you've got one of your students here, you're sitting next to him at the moment, Daniel Bazotta, founder of TSG MMA. But you've taught so many people, film stars, special forces. Give us some of the flavors. You must be surprised yourself at some of the avenues that your life has taken you with through Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
Not being cocky, but no, because my father used to teach. He taught two former presidents in Brazil, so we grew up seeing this. It's not something new. I'm surprised the president is not calling me to take class with me. You see, so it's not like, oh my God, you're shocked that the army. No, my father taught the army in Brazil. The army. My father taught. You see. Ministers and generals and presidents, and so no, it's not surprising for me.
And who impresses you in the scene at the moment? There's so many great guys around, and there's so many great guys and girls that we must know nothing about. Who impresses you at the moment?
I like to watch Damian Maia fight. He's very good representing Jiu Jitsu, very technical. Of course, Michael Allen Page, MVP, very good. McGee is very good. The Irish kid, not McGregor. McGregor, Conor McGregor too. He's very impressive. The guy's good, man. Gallagher. He fights for Bellator. Man. Very young kid, promise. Aaron Pico is coming up now. Very good wrestler, good in stand up. Obviously, good done jiu jitsu. So there's a new breed coming out from Bellator.
And would you say that your days in the octagon are over, or would you be tempted to make a comeback to the right fight?
I've been trying to stop for the last 10 years. They don't let me keep pulling me back in.